The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, third day of August, 2021. And should I wait for the bio to come through? Because I don't have it. I hate when I've got a new guest on and I can't tell him about him. So we're going to have to let the guy do his own bio. Ron O'Donnell. Hello, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful this afternoon, John. And it's so good to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate that. Okay, you're going to have to do your live bio because I didn't get it.
Okay.
Please.
I'll make it simple. I went to college for 8 years, right out of high school, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. And I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh with a degree in accounting and economics, and then moved to California to go to law school. And I finally graduated with a doctorate degree in law, which is the highest degree you get in law. And then I went on from there with my own personal endeavors, which takes us all the way to 1980 through the present, 40 years, but I've always been self-employed. I had some highlights in my career, but I worked for private individuals. I didn't work for the outfit. And a lot of people don't know what that means.
You and I do.
Well, I didn't even know when I graduated from law school with a doctorate degree that the American Bar Association is a private labor union with their headquarters in Chicago. People don't know that. They think it's a government-affiliated organization, quite like people think the Federal Reserve is a government-affiliated organization. Not at all. It's a private company. A third owned by the Queen of England, a third by the Catholic Church, and a third multiple bank interest around the world. They own our Treasury Department. So I learned that all after getting a doctor's degree. I didn't learn anything in 8 years of college.
Well, yes, you did.
It was all on the street.
You learned how to file paperwork. That's what you learned.
I was a glorified clerk. That's what a lawyer is.
But
if
Ron,
you're good at filing cabinets,
yeah,
and you can put papers in filing cabinets in alphabetical order, or even better yet, numerical, you got the job.
Well, my take on this, and you and I have talked, and I said lawyers are basically handmaidens for the administrative state. And lawyers get a bad rap, and there's all kinds of jokes out there. What's 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the lake? Good start. But people do not know. If you tell people that, look, we have law in this country, and it's constitutional law, or it's based on the Constitution, people go, well, yeah, well, that's fine, that's good. But you say administrative state, it goes right over their head. They do not understand what the administrative state has turned into. They don't have a clue, Ron.
I agree. Trump called it when he called it the deep state. In other words, they sit there, administration to administration, for a 30-year career. Presidents come and go. Parties come and go. But the administrators are cemented in.
At least the Americans,
they're sitting under Abraham Lincoln's butt.
You know,
on the statue out there.
You know, it's really strange. Abraham Lincoln, Civil War, original 13th Amendment, you and I had talked, and I had told you, and I'm looking at it right here. I've got the original pocket constitution from 1860, and it's got the 13th Amendment in there. And the 13th Amendment originally was people with titles of nobility, this, that, and the other, law degrees. You know what? Stay out of politics. And here was Lincoln with the war between the states, supposedly over slavery. It was a broader issue at the time. The issue was states' rights. We're supposed to be individual sovereign nations unto ourselves, but we banded together under the umbrella of the federal government for certain considerations and protections, one of which, Ron, they're failing miserably at, that's guarding our borders, keeping illegal aliens out, you know, keeping the murderers or drug runners or whatever, the coyotes, or MS-13 gang members, whatever. There was a reason why people wanted to come to this country, and we've never dropped that. But we said that there has to be a procedure, and you'll be properly vetted. We'll check your background. Are you a criminal? Do you have any health concerns? So on and so forth.
We still have that in force right now. Except for Biden opened the gate.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, those laws are still in effect.
But
they just don't pay attention to them anymore.
I was just going to say, the ne'er-do-wells are ignoring them. Look, Lincoln quite didn't make it out of his second term. He went to see a movie the earlier day equivalent to a movie. I think they called it a stage play that he never got to see the ending of. But after that, we had reconstruction.
He was the ending.
He was the ending, yeah. After that, we had what was called Reconstruction. Now, this is the Federalists were salivating over this one, Ron, because they got to consolidate power. And the whole issue of the Civil War was simply of states' rights. Get your hands off our itty-bitty. Well, things changed.
We're going to see it again.
Yeah, well, we're, gosh. I'm trying to hold back the floodwaters here. I'm playing Dutchie Boy because there's so many subjects here. But let's.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I know. And it's kind of interesting. You and I talk, and our viewpoints are not different. But you're looking at it from the inside. I'm looking from the outside, and we're seeing the same thing. Now, one of us is
unfortunately correct.
Now, either that makes us one of us nuts, or both insightful. Which is it?
Insightfully
nuts, yeah. Well, let's backtrack here a little bit. By the way, with talking to you, I learned many things I did not know. One of which, you asked me, and you're out in California. How long have you been out in Cali?
Off and on since 1974.
Okay, that's 45, pushing 50 years. You told me you were from Pittsburgh, and I said, wow, that's interesting. I'm from Greensburg.
The Pittsburgh area. Right, yeah. But I'm from Greensburg area.
Well, yeah.
But I don't even say Greensburg, because no one knows where the hell it's at. So I always say Pittsburgh.
Well, I do. But at any rate, you mentioned you were from Pittsburgh, and I go, oh, okay, I'm from Greensburg, 35 miles to the east. And said, no, really, I'm from Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant is 4 miles from Greensburg. But then you dropped a bombshell on me, and I did not know this. You said that Ron Paul's from Greensburg as well. And I thought about that.
They called them
a rural
doctor.
Yeah, and here's a guy that used to have his little black bag and actually make calls to people's houses. What a concept.
Exactly.
And what I knew of Ron Paul...
For free. A lot of them for free.
What I knew about Ron Paul was that he took his residency in Westmoreland County Hospital. And that's the very same hospital I was born in. And Ron Paul and I had talked about that, his early days as doctor and what it was like versus today. I'd spent many hours on the campaign trail with this guy and got to know him pretty well. I mean, he is really a fantastic man, but he didn't really have the intestinal fortitude or the swag, let's call it, of, say, a Donald Trump, because he was thoroughly convinced with his Dr. No credentials that were handed him by his constituents up on the Hill. He was known as Dr. No. And he said that if I get the presidency, they're just going to kill me. And I was...
Well, if you recall, he was one of the very first to call out the Federal Reserve for what they are. Just a subsidiary of the Rothschilds.
Well, another president knew what that was. And that was John F. Kennedy. And look what the hell happened to him. They splattered him in Dealey Plaza, which was what? You had your Masonic reflecting pool there. You marched up the side of the triangle, and then you were just eliminated. This was all show for the insiders. The killing of Kennedy wasn't to shock and terrorize the American people. That was to the other politicians that went, see what happens when you mess with the Fed?
That's exactly right. And I learned over the years by getting spanked not to mess with the Fed. I mean, for one instance, I remember going to my ATM machine in Palm Springs, and my account balance said 000. And it was a Sunday, and I put any money out. So Monday morning, I was in there. As soon as the doors opened, they knew me, and they said, hey, Ron, the IRS was here Friday. They took all your money. I didn't even get to ask them what I was there for yet. They were so happy to tell me. Gleefully, you know. They had never seen anything like that.
Well, I mean, here's a real criminal. Government agents come down, confiscate people's stuff. He must be a criminal, right?
You're right. I walked in and I said, look, I've had negative balances, but I never had a 000. I knew it was the government.
Well, you and I had talked about many different things. I was deplatformed from Chase Bank, and I later found out by one individual that says I'm not supposed to say this, but you're basically a conservative Trump supporter, and they don't want anybody like that banking at Chase. So, you know, I mean, handling the evil stuff we call the funny money doesn't matter. If your political slant is the other way. Well, we just won't service you. And, you know, people, Ron, people were being deplatformed, conservatives, constitutionalists, people, just truth tellers, are being deplatformed all over the place. But that has not stopped
the
knowledge.
Well, they're getting arrested.
Yeah, or arrested.
Also.
Yeah. And here we are, and there's about 75 to 80 million people in the country that voted for Donald Trump, and what did they do? They fixed the election. Let me ask you, from your vantage point, because you used to be a Democrat, right?
50 years.
50 years Democrat. And you used that as an opportunity.
A Kennedy Democrat.
Well, there you go. You could be called worse than that.
Thank you.
Yes. At any rate, you went into this, into politics, as instruction. You weren't necessarily down with the Democrat, look what's going on now. This is what...
I was basically thinking, quite stupidly, by the way, that I could make a change for the better. My motto was America can do better. That didn't go over. Although I won the Democratic primary, it wasn't enough. It was money. I didn't have enough money. And that's the reality. The guy that beat me had $1 million. And I had about 10,000.
Well, in politics, the normal politics, yeah, I think that would matter. But we all saw what happened to Ron Paul. His first time around, people went, Ron who? They were doing that down here in Texas, Ron. People in Texas didn't know he was a congressman from Texas. But they did the second time around. And what this guy did, we all marveled at the crowds that Trump was drawing, but he wasn't a rock star on the college campuses, whereas Ron Paul was. This was a volunteer movement. They knew who Ron Paul was, they knew what he stood for, and they knew what he would stand against. And we had people coming out of the woodwork working for a guy that didn't want to become president because they knew they'd kill him. Wow, what a country.
What a country.
What a country. At any rate.
Well, you know, I like this place. So do the last 8 million illegal immigrants that came in last month, you know, to California. And they get motel rooms. They get free medical care. I think 2 or 3,000 a month. Another 1,000 per kid. What a great country. Wow. We have right now the greatest confiscation of private property in the world history.
Well, we're rolling around to that subject of which you know so much. We've got to take a break here in a minute or two before we open up that little can of worms. You also know a guy down here in Texas that's now governor, right?
Abbott.
Mr. Abbott, you knew him when he was Attorney General, and he knows you by name. You've helped him out quite a bit with research.
And
whatever.
I'll tell you what, he was the only person at the time, 2014, that would help me get the records I needed that showed the illegal foreclosures going on in Williamson County, Texas. And that's where we started, illegal foreclosures.
Well, and then you dropped... Then you dropped a bombshell on me. You told me that he is actually Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
No, that's Gavin Newsom.
Oh, okay.
Our governor
okay.
of California.
I was getting out the recall position down here in Texas. I was getting out the petition. All right, hold on. We've got to take this break. Ron O'Donnell is my guest today, and we're going to be talking about, well, land confiscation.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is
all right. We are back talking with Ron O'Donnell. A kid rocker from yesteryear in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You and your buddies.
We had the best time of our lives.
At the age of 15, you're playing nightclubs? Yeah, I guess you did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of girls.
Yeah. Now, you and I had spoken, and I mentioned Jim Trafficant.
Oh, yeah, he was from Ohio, and he is another one that was telling the truth, and he wound up in the federal penitentiary.
For 7 years.
And I was warning him, and, you know, at the time, he thought he was invincible, and I mentioned also Kathleen Kane. She was the attorney general for the state of Pennsylvania that turned in the Penn State pedophile.
Yeah, Mr. Sandusky and the groovy guys over there. You know, Jim Trafficant, he was the first politician that I ever interviewed. And when I set up the interview, I was told by his aide that he can only spend 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most. I had the guy on for an hour. And he said to me, he says, out of all the interviews that it's ever been done, you know more about the law and the Constitution than anybody. And he stuck around because he understood what he was a party to. and what we were talking about. Traficant was supposedly, well, he died. It was a tragic tractor accident. Now, here's a guy that probably put more miles on a tractor than most people have in a car, but he just let things get away, and he rolled down the hill, and the tractor rolled over him and killed him. By the way, he was offered a deal. He was given a 7-year stretch. Said, right. Okay, you're going to prison for 7 years. After a year or two, they knocked on a cell door and said, Mr. Traficant, we got a deal for you. We'll let you out early, but it comes with strings. He said, take your strings and shove them. I'll do my 7 years, of which he did.
On his head.
Yep. Had a lot of respect for that guy. The only guy in the well of Congress that ever used these words, beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down there.
Well, he died. God bless him.
Well, he also...
That's why I mentioned Kathleen Kane around the same time as him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, what happened to this wonderful woman, and what was she involved in? You mentioned Penn State.
Well, she's the Attorney General at the time for Pennsylvania. And the result of her investigation made two Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices resign because they were implicated in the child pedophile ring.
Now, the rest of the country didn't hear that.
Pardon me?
The rest of the country did not hear that.
Well, she went to federal penitentiary, broke up her, while she was in office, they took her and arrested her and forcibly made her resign so she could be lawfully admitted into the federal penitentiary because of that was backlash by the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, the remaining Bar Association members, that private labor union group.
So this was a punishment against going after pedophiles and naming names.
Yeah, it included the Supreme Court justices, two of them. They resigned, but they got even. She violated Rule 1.6. She reported it to the press. Unfortunately, it was while it was under investigation. And that was a mistake to make. But she got time.
Well, okay. But, Ron, I've got a confession to make to you. There's a lot of people that hit the news. They're in some sort of litigation, and I get it. And they've got to be careful of what to say. But this is what the lawyers always tell them. Don't do any interviews. And if you have to do an interview, make sure I'm there. Well, okay. The problem I saw with that is most lawyers did that to keep their clients quiet. They didn't want anything. They had a strategy, or supposedly mapped out a strategy.
Because
for
they were probably guilty.
Or mapping out a strategy and didn't want to tip their hat. And I understand.
Well, yeah, what she was doing was reporting a crime.
Oh, yeah. See that? Okay.
She was not involved.
You know, what happens to...
She just merely spoke to the press.
What usually happens with whistleblowers, it used to be that they were lauded, oh, they're heroes, oh, their personal courage, oh, whatever. Now a whistleblower, if they open up their mouth, they're immediately looking over both shoulders to see what's coming at them.
They're looking up from 6 feet under.
Yeah.
All right. Rick Seth.
Oh, the one that released the Hillary. Yeah.
Party,
yeah.
26-year-old.
This audience is familiar with it. Look, I got a break. I got to take 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back talking with Ron O'Donnell today, supposedly a retired lawyer, but he's still active. Ron...
Under the radar.
Under the radar, that's right.
Except for I did get banned by the U.S. Trustee's Office in Miami last month, being under the radar now. For failing to file one piece of paper, a form 119, and I didn't want to file it. So they banned me from Florida. I said, well, then ban me. I have 49 other states to burglarize.
Well, being thrown out of Florida isn't the worst thing that could happen to somebody. I can tell you that. At any rate, let me jump back here. We were talking about Jim Traficant. Something that Traficant did that really made the powers that be angry. Well, first of all, that Demanchik thing. Well, oh, he was the overlord of the prisons that killed millions of Jews. He took care of that case in good fashion. But he also did something else that really made the powers that be extremely nervous. See, the IRS just love to confiscate, like they did to you, bank accounts, homes, cars, you name it. any personal property. They would go in and confiscate, claiming that it was ill-gotten gains because you broke the law, you didn't pay your taxes, blah, blah, blah. And if you fight that, they put you in what they call a tax court. Is nothing more than another bureaucrat reading the same rules and regs. It's not a trial, there's no judge, and there's no damn jury. Okay? So it's a scam to begin with. But Jim Trafficant went after the IRS about this confiscation of people's homes, supposedly to satisfy the delinquent tax with the IRS. He eliminated 85% of those confiscations by the Internal Revenue Service. This is kind of one of the reasons why they really, really hated him.
Well, this has been going on for the 40 years that I've been doing bankruptcies. And I've done them in at least 30 different states over the last 40 years. And we have one thing in common in all of the bankruptcies that I've ever been involved in my entire 40-year career, and that is the national banks are all involved in your foreclosure, and they're all getting reimbursed for their legal fees, for their attorney fees, their costs for your foreclosure by the U.S. Treasury Department. Now, that'll get people shot. Because when the American public knows that they lost their homes, Democratic Party or Republican Party notwithstanding, but they lost their home to the U.S. Treasury, and that's just another form of confiscation, real estate, property confiscation. They've been doing it in various ways for 40 years, but the mother of all pearls is coming this month. 22 million people are going to be out in the street because the phony moratorium on foreclosures, and now there's no mercy, no forgiveness. Get out.
Well, and Ron, the way that was structured out, government was just making funds available, cutting checks, sending them here and there. It would seem to me that a bureaucracy with the 4 million employees that they have, they would have done a better job with their paperwork. In other words, okay, in order to get relief from the government over the problem they helped create, rather than those checks going to the individual, why did they not go to the landlord so the landlord could pay his mortgage on the building that he has, that he's renting out? I looked at this. And Ron, look, a lot of as manicured as the news is, you don't get to hear too many of these horror stories. But a few of them,
I hear them every day.
Well, a few of them seep through to the general public. And one guy said, look, he says, I haven't gotten a dime from my tenants in over 18 months, and some of them were in arrears before that time. What am I to say to my mortgage banker that I owe money? They're not cutting me. They're not cutting me any deals.
Yeah, here's the key. The private property confiscation led by Mnuchin. I did the bio on Mnuchin. He was our Treasury Secretary. I did the bio on your Texas Patriot, Ross, Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce. The Secretary of Commerce was the foreclosure king in America before he became Trump's pick. Mnuchin was the foreclosure king California. He took over Indy Bank and started what we now call the foreclosure mill. He was picked for the Treasurer of the United States. And under the Treasury Department falls the IRS. That's the pecking order. So when you look back, we have a group here that I've just introduced to R&B Network. And they're going to be involved with you, I hope. I'm going to give you some names. Kim Kerrigan, State of Washington. She's a star. And then we have Tina Colebrook, Santa Barbara, California. She's a star. And I mean a star. And then we have Paris Dugan, down in Florida. She's a star. Esmeen Modigan, in New York. She's a foreclosure star. Have you noticed they're all women? You can't find real men anymore, so we have to get the women involved to take up where the men failed. We need real men in this country that are going to fight for it and not let the women do the hard lifting. And these women I just mentioned have been doing that for years, and since 2012, 14. And they're still in their home. They've been in court more than they've been in the Christian sink. And it's disgusting.
Well, let us back...
We can't get any help from men.
Let's jump in the professor's time machine. Let's go back to 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was set up between George Bush and Bill Clinton. It was actually George Bush that started it. When Billy Boy came into office, he finished it off. And they rigged it so the bankers, the investment bankers, that heretofore were not allowed to be speculative in things like real estate. Here come the Joy Boys into town. We saw the result of it, and I called it the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. And I had this confirmed by a manager that was down from New York City, from Chase. He and I had spoken in September of 2009. We compared notes. The notes matched. He told me, I told him at the time, I said, my sources are telling me that these mortgage-backed securities, folks, and if you forget what that was all about, that was reselling mortgages a couple of times, maybe a dozen, maybe two dozen times, who the hell knows? And then repackaging, reselling, repackaging, and reselling. And there was a host of other little money-making deals that the thieves had in mind to do. But there was only one country, Ron, that took action against the bankers that got them in that position, and I do believe that that was Greenland.
Iceland.
I'm sorry, Iceland. You are correct. But here...
I'm familiar.
But here... Nobody was charged, nobody went to court, nobody went to jail, and this manager from Chase confirmed with me that, yeah, we haven't quite got a handle on it, but it's between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion dollars.
We haven't even seen the commercial foreclosures in America.
Not yet.
I'm just talking about homeowners.
Yep.
That's going to be the biggest nightmare. When you start realizing that one out of 10 malls are going to be left after this fiasco in this country. That's about a 90% failure rate. All in the last 10 years. We're about to implode.
Well,
that's why Amazon is so busy.
Yeah, they're so busy because people are now suffering under mass mandates again. And I wanted to roll around to this because this is part, and if you thought 2008 was just an accident, no, this is a pre-planned course for your global bankster gangsters. Then come the plandemic. And of course, we had to shut down this economy. We had to shut down economies around the world because this virulent killer is literally going to kill millions and millions and millions of people on the face of the planet.
With one exception, the 8 million illegal immigrants that came in with every disease known to mankind.
Yeah.
Well, they're immune from these laws.
Well, that's because they're kind of in the netherworld. They're neither there or really here, but they're allowed to be, well, they're allowed to stay here, and they're allowed to get driver's licenses, and they're allowed to vote.
Free motel room, free food, free medical attention, while American veterans get a free tent. And they get to live on asphalt on a parking lot in Los Angeles, 60,000 of them, okay? And Governor Newsom is paying private companies $60,000 per tent. So you figure that math out.
I could put a homeless person up in a Holiday Ron, I could put a homeless person in a Holiday Inn for 2 years for $60,000.
Gavin, pretty boy. Pelosi's nephew. Our governor. That's why I'm getting the hell out of here.
You ain't gone yet?
No. Oh. I've been looking.
I'm guilty of this, and I will admit it. I had preconceived notions about California and how it was going to look and this, that, and the other, and I had an opportunity to go visit a compadre out there in Redwood Country, Northern California, and I decided to hit Southern California and drive the entire state. I was astounded. What a magnificent state. We're not talking about the metropolitan areas with the crap on the sidewalks and the needles trying to stick you. We're not talking about the inner cities. We're talking about California as a whole and as a state. Magnificent.
Well, in the 60s, I would visit out here before I moved out here. And I would stay with my aunt in Long Beach. And go down to the beach on a Friday at 5 o'clock after work and stay there Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning at about 4 or 5, we would take the shower, get dressed, and go to work. And not molested, not hassled, party over. But we camped, we had a fire, we had... The kids nowadays will never know how beautiful it was. Now, the beaches, the sand has turned from white to brown because of the pollution, because every sewer along the coast spills out into the waterway. And they think it's brown sand. No, folks, it was white sand. And you couldn't even walk on the beach without cutting your feet. That's why we had sandals. Guess what was on the beach? Seashells. Not one. Now, from San Diego all the way up past San Francisco. What happened to the seashells? Oh, for that matter, what happened to the sea life? We ruined this state. And no one was looking. And Nancy Pelosi and her ilk were responsible for it. And Maxine Waters and all those. Taking the bribe.
Yeah.
Get that sewage right on out there into the beach. But, well, you know, we're worried about global warming now.
No. The reports are coming out that they're expecting global cooling. It's going to be cold for the next 20, 30 years. Isn't that amazing?
Well, then we have to let in more illegal aliens to take our homes. That's the answer.
By the way, speaking of kind of twisted Green Deal sort of stuff, on our website, ladies and gentlemen, we have the 2,700-page bill that's been talked about. They're being pressed to vote on this, Republicans and Democrats alike, that only puts about 5% of the money that they're asking for to actual infrastructure, and this is supposed to be an infrastructure bill, which it is not. Some of the stuff that I'm hearing in this bill, and I'm going to have to go through it myself, is absolutely horrendous. Absolutely straight out of the communist playbook. We are loaded down with debt. Some put it as high as $200 trillion. So what's another $3 to $5 trillion between friends? We're from the government, and we're here to help and to give you some money.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. I have a story posted on the website, and it states 12 million households face eviction as moratorium ends. Well, 8 out of the 10 people out there, folks, sorry to say, are renters. They're not owners. But this is what they did. with millions of renters at risk. Of course, JoJo, I will not call him President of the United States because he's not. And I'm not playing politics here. I'm not jumping into my tribe and they're all bad and we're all good. No, JoJo is in the White House right now, and Kamala, legs in the air, Harris. Just remember, when she does that, her legs are in the air, and that's V for victory. By the way, she has the lowest rating, approval rating, of any vice president ever in the history of this country.
I heard Louis Brown like her.
Yeah. But like, getting back to my point here, state and local governments have struggled to distribute $47 billion in federal money aimed at helping tenants who can't pay rent because of the pandemic-triggered downturn, leaving many people at risk of being forced out of their homes when the moratorium expires, which it did a couple of days ago. Just $3 billion of the aid authorized by Congress, Ron, in December and March had been delivered to landlords and tenants as of June 30th. $3 billion out of the...
administrative costs.
Oh, yeah, administrative costs. Oh, you mean the bureaucracy eating up the funds before it's actually paid out?
The deep state that Trump is talking about.
Well, and here's the deal. These landlords have been squeezed because they've been unable to collect rent but remain on the hook for the taxes, the maintenance, and other bills. And I've seen a few of these people, as I stated earlier. One guy, he said, look, I haven't gotten rent from my tenants in 18 months. And I have a mortgage to pay. He says, I am not going to have any choice. I am going to be foreclosed on.
Thank you. And here we go again. Back to the topic. The illegal foreclosures have only gotten better and better and better in the eyes of Wall Street. This is a business model for them. It is confiscating the American homeowners' property illegally. Now, we talked about a lot of things, but I want to go back. John O'Brien, Essex County, Massachusetts, county recorder. He filed a lawsuit in 2009. And what he said was, he did an audit, and he found that over 80% of the documents in the county recorder's office filed by banks in their foreclosure proceedings.
Okay, all right, you're competing with the bump-out music here. We got top of the hour break, Ron. Please hang on.
Okay, sir.
Second hour coming up. Please pick up exactly where you left off when we return. This is the National Intel Report. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and have been for 33 years, half my life. We'll be back.
Must take America
back. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.